Victorians have woken up to new freedoms, with the state on track to reach its 90% double-dosed vaccination target in coming days. Most restrictions, like capacity limits, have been scrapped, but masks and proof of vaccination will still be required in some places. Meanwhile, the state government's still scrambling to try and get enough political support to pass its new planned pandemic legislation before the existing state of emergency runs out in the middle of next month, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Victorians are celebrating an important milestone today.
Victorians have done an amazing thing, 90% double dose. We're going to hit that Saturday, Sunday. That's an amazing achievement, and every Victorian who's gone and got vaccinated should be very proud.
But behind the scenes, the Premier, Daniel Andrews, is scrambling to get support for new pandemic laws. The legislation is needed to replace state of emergency powers, which expire on the 15th of December and can't be renewed. While it was expected the laws would pass this week after some vital amendments were secured, things were thrown into chaos yesterday when the government realised it didn't have the numbers.
On the issue of what happens from here on, we've never had a majority... never had the numbers as of right in the upper house. That's not the upper house that the Victorian community elected. So we work with everybody. That's what we'll do here, and we'll see what the outcome is.
There have been days of protests in the streets of Melbourne against the proposed new laws, fierce opposition to what's been seen as significant government overreach. But experts say a failure to get new laws through is a far worse alternative. Will Partlett is an associate professor at the University of Melbourne's Law School.
It's vital that all of the Australian states, not just Victoria, create fit for purpose pandemic laws, because the current laws that we have in place, the public health acts, the state of emergency laws we have in place, just are not fit for purpose. They're, in many ways, they provide far too much power to the executive, not enough parliamentary scrutiny, not enough democratic oversight. Creating new fit for purpose laws is absolutely critical to ensuring that we get the balance right between public health, safety, and our democratic commitments.
The laws essentially shift the decision to declare a pandemic from the Chief Health Officer to the Premier. While there have been amendments that have reduced harsh penalties for breaching public health orders and tightened the language around who can be discriminated against in terms of health orders, high-profile lawyers and the Victorian Ombudsman have called for the need for further oversight. Will Partlett says the fact the government's been forced to compromise with just a handful of sitting days left before the deadline is a good thing.
It gives them enough time to get this. So I'm pretty confident that we'll have a bill that will pass through the Legislative Council and then quickly through the Legislative Assembly by the 15th of December.
And do you think that bill will be better for it?
Yes, I do.
In the unlikely event the legislation doesn't pass in time, the state government will be forced to announce a state of disaster so it can continue to enforce rules around quarantine and vaccination requirements.
Bridget Fitzgerald.